Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. And they said that his name was Jesus.
He come from the glory.
Yes, he come from the glorious kingdom.
He come from the glory.
Yes, he come from the glorious kingdom.
The angels sang when the baby was born.
The angels sang when the baby was born.
Born
and proclaiming the Savior, Jesus.
He come from the glory.
Yes, he come from the glorious kingdom.
He come from the glory.
Yes, he come from the glorious kingdom. Hallelujah. The wise men saw where the baby was born.
Hallelujah.
The wise men saw where the baby was born.
Hallelujah.
The wise men saw where the baby was born. And proclaimed in the Savior's Jesus.
He come from the glory.
Yes, he come from the glorious kingdom.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Welcome here to St. James. I know many of you are joining us here in person. Thank you for being here with us in our cushy new chairs. And the rest of you are joining us from all over the United States as well as the world. So I know we have some international visitors here today. Again, welcome here to St. James. You can always find us online at www.stjameswabash.org, including all of our Sunday masses and feast days. And other events that are happening, such as Bible studies, things like that. So welcome to all of you again, and be sure to check out our webpage. If you do want to attend in person, you can sign up on our Sign Up Genius there. So without further ado, welcome again to our Christmas Day celebration, and we'll begin with, O Come All Ye Faithful, please rise.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
And a Merry Christmas to everyone. What a blessing that we can gather on this holy day and remember that God isn't finished yet. God is continuing at work, making something new happen. And that's what we remember on this day. God's ongoing efforts to make this world a more just, peaceful, loving, and holy place. And so on this day, let's turn ourselves to the Lord and ask that we can be open to God's blessing that will be bestowed upon us today. The blessing of this Christmas season, the blessing of grace and mercy. Lord Jesus, you came as Son of God and Son of Mary. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace and Lord of Light. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Pray that this Christmas season will be a time of grace, a time of joy. Let us pray that our minds and hearts will feel the new hope that comes with the birth of the newborn King. Let us pray that the Spirit of God will give us the graces of these holy days. O God, you wonderfully created the dignity of human nature. And still more wonderfully restored it. Grant, we pray, that we may share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself
to share in our humanity, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing as they rejoice before you as at the harvest. As people make merry when dividing spoils, for the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, and the rod of their taskmaster, you have smashed as on the day of Midian. For every boot that tramped in battle, every cloak rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for flames. For a child is born to us, a son is given us. Upon his shoulder, dominion rests. They name him Wonder, Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. His dominion is vast and forever peaceful, from David's throne and over his kingdom, which he confirms and sustains by judgment and justice, both now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Today is born our Savior. Beloved, the grace of God has appeared, saving all and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. The word of the Lord.
Our reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them. The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angels praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace on those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It should not be a surprise that in this year, this is a Christmas unlike any other. We haven't been able to do all those ordinary things that make Christmas so special, gather together and sing the carols and drink eggnog and decorate the tree. So getting what the Christmas spirit means has been a chore. I'm reminded of the old song, and I'm sure you've heard it because on the radio they play these songs in a loop over and over again. The song from Mame, "We Need a Little Christmas." And that's our story. We need a little Christmas now. And Isaiah the prophet tells us why we need a little Christmas. He says, because we are living in the land of gloom. We're walking in darkness. And we go, that's it. That's right. That's who we are. We're the people living in the land of gloom, going through this terrible time. It's the land of gloom when you can't find a way to live a normal life because of this pandemic. It's darkness to try to walk through a society which can't rectify the terrible sin of racism. It's a time when we are full of drear, when economic disparities create a society which has hunger and homelessness and poverty endemic to it. We need a little Christmas. Isaiah the prophet tells us that there's a light that gets us through the darkness, gets us out of the land of gloom. And that light is a child who was born for us, a son who was given to us. If we find ourselves lost in darkness, this child can light the way. Not some mighty hero, not some well-conceived five-point plan, not some new technological marvel. It's a child that's going to show us the way, lead us to the light. Well, what is it about a child that would make this happen? I'm sure all of you get Christmas cards like I get with photos in them. People send pictures of their children or grandchildren, and I have a whole drawer full of them, actually, that I've received over the years. And one in particular stands out to me that I got several years ago from Esther. She sent me a picture of her great-grandson, Rayshon, and she wrote on the back of the picture, "Here is our pride and joy." Now, there's nothing all that unusual about that for a grandparent, or in this case, a great-grandparent, to be boasting about the next generation, to taking some delight in seeing the growth of the family. But when you knew Esther's story, there is something remarkable about that comment, because Esther's life was a difficult one. Her husband in the last years of his life was on dialysis and was very debilitated. She had to give him a great deal of care. She had two sons, both of whom died of very odd diseases when they were young men. Her daughter got married, had two children very quickly, and her husband dropped dead of a heart attack, leaving her to raise these two children alone. Of these two children, the older, the boy, a lost soul. He's about 30 years old now and bouncing around from job to job, doesn't know what he wants to do with his life. The girl, the mother of Rayshon, had to drop out of college. She was the first person in her family to go to college, but she had to drop out when she was pregnant. And yet, despite all that difficulty, when Esther saw her great-grandson, she did not feel discouraged. She felt hope. She felt excitement that something new was happening, that our family had a new possibility. "This is our pride and joy," she said. And I think what Esther knew instinctively is the meaning of Bethlehem, what it means to gather around the manger. Because when a child is given to us, a son is born for us, we have a new possibility. There's something potential here that has never been before. And we don't know what life is going to hold for them, but we know that at this moment, with this child, we have a new experience of life, a new way of being. So, of course, we have to say, this is our hope and our joy. And I'm sure that's exactly what Mary and Joseph experienced, what they went through as they gathered on that first Christmas morning. They knew in their own lives from many messages over time that their child was special. They had shepherds coming in and telling them that angelic visitors were announcing it to them. And so even more than most children, they looked on this child as someone with great potential, with infinite possibilities. And even though they were in difficult circumstances, they experienced that hope which comes at the birth of a child. Even if you're in a barn and you're watching very carefully where you step, you can experience good news of great joy when a child is born for us and a son is given to us. Well, what about us? 2,000 plus years down the road, do we have that same sense of possibility and potential? Because we are people who have known how that potential can get worn down by circumstances, how those possibilities can be taken away. We have heard that this child is the Prince of Peace, yet we still find violence. We know that this child brought healing, but we are dealing with illness. This child was named the King of Justice, but we live in an inequitable society. How do we capture that sense of hope? I think we have to listen to the grandmothers. I think Esther was right. Our pride and our joy when a child comes. Because what we're saying is God isn't finished yet. God is still at work. The new is possible. And so we have to realize as we become people who gather around the manger that God has something in store for us. We know as we gather around the manger that illness or separation or division does not get the last word. We know that as we gather around the manger that there is a tomorrow where God has something promised to us. We know as we gather around the manger that our doubts and fears fade to unimportance when confronted with these tidings of great joy. So on this day, as we gather around the manger, we can find words that give us these comforts, these hopes, these joys. So that's why we say, O come, let us adore him. Amen. Could we join then together as we confess our faith?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We are people that believe in the new thing of God, God's promise to us, God's future. So with confidence then, we turn to the Lord and present our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that we may be a visible sign of God's great love for humanity, and in the continuing presence of Christ in our midst, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the promise of peace and justice for all peoples may be realized, especially for those who live in nations at war or in conditions of oppression, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who struggle to find food, warm clothing, shelter, heat, or employment, that through our Christian desire to offer charity and care, their needs may be fulfilled until the day the world is free from want. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all of us in this Christian community may share in the joy of this blessed day and bring that joy to share with our families, friends, and all our loved ones. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all community members, especially expecting mothers and their families, may continue to be welcomed and cared for at Mercy Hospital. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those that have gone before us in faith, especially Isnell Jean Bart, Peter and Anna Morano, and Ralph Garofalo, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We offer all these prayers in the name of our newborn King Jesus, who is our Lord and lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Songs of old from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to all, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the sad and lonely plains. They bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babble sounds the blessed angels sing.
Thank you.
And let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. Lord, accept this sacrifice from our hand for the praise, the glory of God's name, for our good, the good of all the Holy Church. Make acceptable, O Lord, our oblation on this solemn day when you manifest the reconciliation that makes us wholly pleasing in your sight and inaugurated for us the fullness of divine worship through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. It is our duty and salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, a new light of your glory has shone upon the eyes of our minds, so that as we recognize in him God made visible, we may be caught up through him in love of things invisible. So with angels and archangels, thrones and dominions, with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, you are the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate this memorial of Jesus' birth, life, death, and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks. You have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we might be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring us to the fullness of charity together with Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, and all your holy people. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection. All who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband, Saint Joseph, the blessed Apostle Saint James, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus, who gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And may the peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And we give each other the wave of peace, the wave of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Amen.
The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. At communion, we must preserve a social distance, so please follow the direction of the ushers as they will lead you up to have your hands sanitized. And then approach the altar, and I will give you the host. If you can take a step to your right, and then remove your mask, consume the host, and then follow the arrows back to your seat.
Oh, have I?
Let us pray. Grant, O merciful God, that just as the Savior of the world, born this day, is the author of divine generation for us, so he may be the giver even of immortality, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
So a Merry Christmas to y'all. I wanted to give thanks for all those who made this day possible, for the Dan and the choir. You keep making me want to sing. You've got to cut that out. And thanks to those who helped decorate. And we want to give a big shout out to Darren, who schlepped all these chairs up here, our nice new chairs that we received from the BVM sisters. So great opportunity for you to sleep when you're hearing the sermon, now that you have nice, comfortable chairs to sit in. The Lord be with you. God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace and live the gospel. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.